Now, it's estimated that in Prague, every six couple who are trying to have a baby need to seek help from fertility clinics. The last 80 years have seen the male sperm count decreased by half. The main external factors that are believed to be responsible are cigarettes, a lack of exercise, and an unhealthy diet. But scientists at the Academy of Sciences Institute for Clinical and Experimental Medicine say there is another important factor that needs to be taken into account. An ongoing study on Prague's police officers suggests that a polluted environment seriously damages a man's fertility. Dita Asiedu spoke to Dr. Radim Shram, who conducted the study.
During last period of several years, we were doing studies on Prague city policemen, and we observed that during winter period, they have increased damage of DNA in their peripheral lymphocytes. And therefore, we saw that it would be of interest also to analyze if this pollution in Prague has any effect on sperm.
If you could describe how the study was made.
We observed this impact on city policemen, as they are people who are all there in the Prague air. And here you see a photo of a city policeman who is carrying a personal device through which is going particles. They are collected on the filter, and we are able to use this type of monitoring for 24 hours.
So you find out what the police officer is actually breathing. And,
yes.
If this pollution is actually affecting the quality of the sperm, is there any way that they can compensate for that by, let's say, eating specific foods?
Well, according to our experience, long-lasting experience, we believe that this effect can be decrease if you have sufficient supply of antioxidants. It means, for example, vitamin C. This is one thing. There is good news is that if you have this increased fragmentation, that this is short-lasting change, which is related only to mature sperm, which is, let's say, 8-10 days.
How is the quality, or how is the environment overall here in the Czech Republic?
Just recently we learned that we may have very significant problem with this pollution to carcinogenic PAHs in northern Moravia, in the city of Ostrava, where is a lot of industry. And those concentration, especially in winter periods, all over the winter, which means, roughly speaking, from October to the end of March, are very high in such a level that they can affect the fertility of men.
Dr. Radim Shram from the Institute of Clinical and Experimental Medicine, ending that report by Dita Asiedu. And Dita stays in the studio now to bring you this week's sports news.